Hi, I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal, bringing you the tip of the week. This week's tip, don't be a street sweeper. This is our last episode in our How Much to Charge series of tips. Recall, in our Don't Be a Taxi Driver episode, we said charge a fixed fee and abandon the billable hour fee model. Then, in our Don't Be a Flea Market Vendor episode, we advised you not to haggle over your fee. Base your fee on value delivered and then defend it. In this episode, don't be a street sweeper. We'll get into what I mean by that shortly. But first, let me say, I have nothing against any of these occupations. In fact, there's one episode called Don't Be a Waiter. I was actually a waiter myself in college. So I use these examples not to be an elitist, but because they create vivid images in our minds. We've all known or used some of the services of waiters, taxi drivers, street sweepers. And what I want us to learn is that the characteristics of these occupations do not carry over well to sales. So the tip of the week is a qualified prospect is one you can service profitably. It's not winning if you bid away all your profits. So this episode, this tip zeroes in even further on the issue of how much to charge. When you're value billing, you have to know how much it costs you to deliver your service, plus how much profit you want to make. You add those two numbers together to arrive at your price. I know it's simple, but most people, don't do it. So we have to talk about it. This is why you have to defend your price rather than haggle about it, because if you don't defend it, you could actually end up losing money. For example, those of you who are in commoditized practice areas, like foreclosures, whether you're prosecuting or defending them, evictions, prosecution or defense, personal bankruptcies, you really have to have a firm handle on all of your costs, your labor costs, your supplies, your software, your rent, your mileage to the courthouse, your phone bill, your computers, desk, the air conditioning, everything, so that you can arrive at a fee. Then try to come up with a market differentiator. It's tough in these areas because the consumer is hyper-focused on price. But you need to identify one, a market differentiator, nonetheless, because this is what helps you to defend your fee. Maybe it's the number of evictions you've successfully prosecuted, meaning you've seen virtually every issue that can arise in an eviction and know how to handle them expeditiously. Or maybe it's your experienced and capable paralegal staff who provide a special attention, personal hands-on service to clients who prefer more interaction with their providers. Another example would be maybe it's your automated and proprietary process that prevents common errors committed by those who handle files manually. This would likely appeal to a corporate client where you're prosecuting cases rather than defending them. So identify some sort of market differentiator that allows you to defend your fee. Then explain that you're passing along the cost of these efficiencies or extra services in the price and that you're firm on the price, because yours is a for-profit business. If the prospect still balks at your price and you know that you need to drive that price, you must allow that prospect to walk. They'll probably be back later anyway. And if they don't come back, it's not a loss. You were going to lose money anyway, so you didn't lose anything by losing this client. So they'll come back, if not this year, then the next one, after they've tried the rock-bottom priced provider and experienced some negative outcomes. Here's a case in point from my practice at Regulator Guards. That's my national administrative law practice focused on the education industry. One of my prospects had declined a $2,500 a month retainer with me in favor of some sort of prepaid legal program that costs $75 a month. Not $750, but $75 a month. They even included some basic litigation in that fee. that's foolhardy even on its face for any lawyer to have that sort of arrangement available. Say you get 200 clients. That's $180,000 gross revenue. You haven't paid your paralegal, your rent, your Westlaw bill, nothing. You've paid nothing. You haven't even factored in the cost of sales. Someone has to call people to get them to sign up for the $900 a year plan. Someone has to process the payments. Then you get credit card processing fees. Now, let's suppose that one of your 200 clients has a problem that requires more than a form letter. You're screwed because you can't afford a service attorney on your staff. You don't have enough revenue. So now you must sell your service and service your clients yourself. Now, this client who declined my $2,500 a month fee arrangement experienced a litigation matter where a student who had not earned enough credits to graduate sued, saying that the graduation requirements didn't apply to the student. Well, the prepaid lawyer is not an education lawyer and had no clue what to do about the case. So the prospect called me up and said, what do you charge for litigation? And I asked, you know, about the case. For that type of case, if I wanted to do it, I would charge a $7,500 retainer for pretrial work, and then I charge an additional retainer for the trial itself, and then something additional for any post-trial work. However, I don't accept all litigation. As the client was telling me about the case, it had no merit, but there was a lawyer on the other side pursuing it. Whenever there's a lawyer pursuing a case that has no merit, that makes the case more difficult to get resolved. I knew I didn't want to be bothered with this case, so I told the prospect no, but I said, you and I are going to work together in the future, so let me tell your $75 lawyer what to do. I drafted a nice email. I explained the substantive law related to the education industry, and then I explained the procedure that needed to be taken in court and sent it to the client free. The client was very thankful, and within a couple of days, she called me up and she said, you know what? I should be using you for big things. I'm acquiring a business in another state. I want you to handle the transaction. She didn't even ask what my fee was. I ended up sending her an engagement letter for my flat fee, which is $58,000 for the type of transaction she has planned. She signed it without any hesitation, even though she had turned down a $30,000 contract just a year ago. So the point is, have confidence in your offering and in your price points. And even though subscriptions seem to be the, you know, the wave of the future, or at least the thing of the moment, make sure that your offering doesn't include features that you're not charging your customers for. In a later podcast, we'll identify some profitable subscription offerings that you can use in your business. But for now, just remember to identify all your costs, include them in your price, then mark it up so that there's a profit. If you have to bid away all your profits in order to attract a customer, that's not a customer that you want. So don't be a street sweeper, picking up clients that others discarded. Leave that trash on the side of the road. That's the tip of the week. I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to girl. Join me next week for another sales tip. And pick up a copy of Sales for Lawyers, How to Sell Within the Rules of Professional Conduct. It's available on Apple, Amazon, and our website, sales4lawyers.com.